to move on to the next public hearing on black sea bass. Joe, you handling that?
We have a question in the audience, but I just see that good answer.
I didn't see him.
Ellen.
Oh, okay.
Hey. Rob, proceed.
Yes, sir. Well, I would like to say before I start with black sea bass, because it's going to be very straightforward, which is good, but I would not want the commission to know, if you ever have questions about issues or items in fisheries, please do call us, and we will help sort them out. We just had an educational seminar, if you will, for a little over an hour for the Finn Fish Management Advisory Committee in our recent meeting on December 3rd, and we presented them with all the fisheries terms, how quotas get set, things of that nature, and they found it very instructive, and perhaps at some time the commissioner, if we have a break from Habitat to lunch or something like that, we can show some of that to the commission as well. But we would like to hear from you if you have questions. Black sea bass, there are three issues today, and I think the easiest way to tackle these, in your packet, a few pages back, you have a regulation. And it's Regulation 950, or Chapter 950. It has an effective date of December 11, 2012. And what that particular regulation is an extension of what was adopted last month, which was the emergency regulation, which closed the recreational fishing season. If you look at page 3 of 7 in that regulation, you will see that in paragraph C, that's just carrying forward now. The recreational fishing season is closing November 19th. And again, just to give you the perspective, the recreational fishery coastwide we're part of with the other states, there was a 1.85 million pound allowable harvest for the recreational fishery. It's estimated the harvest will be about 3.6 million pounds. So it is the thought that every little bit helps, and rather than wait till the end of the year, the emergency closed the season November 19th. That's going to be a lot of trouble for a lot of states, including us probably, going into 2013 as to what happens with the recreational black sea bass fishery. So that's the first issue. If you page back to the second regulation, it's the same species, black sea bass, but you'll notice it has a January 1, 2013 effective date. And if you look at page 3, you'll see again the recreational measures, and what you see there is an allowance to have a January 1 through the last day of February recreational season. And just as a little background there, this really starts at the National Marine Fisheries Service level through the Mid-Atlantic Council. It really is about federal waters, 300 to 200 miles offshore. And as of now, there is a federal rule that establishes that January and February season. In order for that to occur, there has to be a point of landing, and that's why Virginia and other coastal states would open January 1st to the end of February. There is a situation in paragraph D where there's not absolute certainty yet whether or not that season will occur. The reason is that the Mid-Atlantic Council and the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission is going to meet on December 13th in Baltimore, and they are going to establish the seasons. There's a possibility that because of the large overage in 2012, that there wouldn't be a January and February season. If that's the case, staff felt there needed to be language such as in D so that the commission would be covered and not have to come back for a special meeting. If it's not allowed by the federal government, then certainly or the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, Virginia wouldn't want to allow it either. And that's why you have language in D. So those are two of the three issues. The third issue is on page 4. It's a slight adjustment to the commercial quota, the Virginia quota for 2013. It's about a 4% increase from 2012, and it would bring the total quota up to 356,000 pounds, and the directed fishery, those who have a directed status, would have the majority of that poundage at 316,000 pounds. The bycatch fishery would remain at 40,000 pounds. But, so those are really the three issues for today, and it does span two regulations. However, the staff recommends adopting a closing date of November 19th for the 2012 recreational black sea bass fishery. That's in the first regulation, as well as a conditional adoption of a January and February open black sea bass recreational season in 2013. That's in the second regulation. Also in the second regulation, staff recommends adoption of the 316,000-pound quota for the directed fishery and 40,000 pounds for the bycatch fishery.
Any questions, Rob? This is a public hearing. Are there any public comments on these proposals pertaining to black sea bass? Seeing none, no public comment. Matter is before the commission.
There has been no public comment submitted, either in writing or otherwise.
Nothing in writing?
Nothing. Thank you.
Mr. Tank.
I move to approve staff recommendation with regard to commercial sea bass.
Sorry.
Commercial and round.
Mr. Fox, comments on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the proposed amendments to Regulation 950 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Thank you.